Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the themes that I know I'm going to be trying to hit on a lot going forward for the next several weeks or so, and I believe you're trying to do the same thing, is really trying to dig up value.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And there's a lot of different areas that we're going to be exploring, but one of the areas that you're paying a particular attention to because, first off, it's the right time of year, and secondly, because they're so food-friendly, are just some nice light red wines.
There's nothing like light red wine. I tell you, it's just so easy to like. And I found a whole bunch of these, Hugh. I don't think any of them cost more than about $16.
That's terrific.
It is. Let's start with a nice Dolcetta d'Alba from Brico di Tati. $13. Now, Dolcetta d'Alba is sometimes called the Beaujolais of Italy. Light, spicy, fresh wines. The fruit is tight and vibrant, and there are significant tannins in this particular wine. But it's the case that all these tannins are really well-behaved, which I like. You know, don't get up and slap me in the face. Sit down, you tannins.
Down, tannin. Down.
Down is right. The flavors are earthy, peppery, and quite tart. Very, very dry wine, but it's a cafe wine par excellence.
Okay.
Just at $13, the Brico di Tati Dolcetta d'Alba is a real winner. Also coming to us from Italy is Casalini Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
Okay.
Now, this isn't like one of the big Super Tuscans or big Chiantis or something. This is lighter, but it has a lot of the same themes as those, but on a much more lighter format. For starters, there's an idiosyncratic nose that suggests butternut squash, marigold, and yeasty biscuits.
That's unusual.
Yeah, but it works. It's really nice. And on the palate, the wine is very smooth with light, velvety texture. The flavors recall orange, earthy plum, and a kind of a strawberry rhubarb concoction.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot going on. Hugh, it costs $10.
I like it.
Unbelievable value. So this is just really a lot of fun. Now, here's one that's playing very well down at the Center Club, where it's the wine of the month. It's El Circo Acrobata. This is a Garnacha from Carneña in Spain. $11.
Wow.
Wow. So this has got Garnacha flavors, Garnacha aromas, but it's just so much lighter than a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really nice.
Does it have that racy acidity usually yet with Garnacha?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it does. But it doesn't have the alcoholic power.
Right.
So this makes it really a lot of fun. At 13%, see, that's hardly heavy. But really, in terms of flavor, it punches above its weight. And this is my choice for ham and biscuits or grilled red peppers or a plate of paella, for instance. Really, really nice, intense flavors, but not a whole lot of body there. Not as much. $11. Amazing. And here's one that I was really, really pleased with. Calatera's Reserve Carmenere from Colchagua in Chile. $14. So this is a great example of a light red. The nose gives you the smell of black plum, smoke, and briar, and you take a sip and you taste sweet black plum and a dollop of spice. The tannins are very mild. The alcohol is light, but the flavors are deep and satisfying. This is very, very good value. So we're going to put all these wines on the website at wypr.org. Go to the Programs and Features drop-down menu and look for Seller Notes. And we will have them all posted there with information about how to find them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.